My name is Virginia Henry, and I'm here with Thomas Heuser, who is the music director for the Idaho Falls Symphony. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Virginia. Glad to be here.
All right. So you guys have a concert coming up next week on the 16th, and this seems to be not your typical concert. It's the Red Dress concert. So can you explain to me what makes this performance or this concert different?
Sure, yeah. So our Red Dress concert is an annual concert that celebrates Heart Health Month, particularly women's heart health. And that Red Dress collaboration goes back more than a decade with the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. ERMAC has been a great supporter of the symphony. And so this Red Dress image is the national symbol for heart health. And we're always really happy to promote that message through this concert, which tends to be a concert of more popular works or non-traditional programs that are meant to have sort of a broader public appeal.
Okay. So this is basically, is it a fundraiser for women's health, or is it simply to raise awareness?
It's more to raise awareness. Yeah, our support from ERMAC is more or less just to promote the message because we really believe in it. It's one of the leading causes of death among women in the country. So we're all about raising awareness of the message. And in terms of fundraising, actually, there are, you know, on the night of the concert, we do try to promote folks giving to the various organizations that we feature. So depending on our sponsors, we always ask that folks kind of give back and recognize the sponsors by utilizing their services and things like that. So, again, the collaboration with ERMAC goes back quite a ways for the Idaho Falls Symphony, and we always look forward to this concert, and it's particularly interesting this time. Unusual, as you mentioned, we're having a concert called Native Legends, so the music really is holding up some Native American traditions and has a Native American influence. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I saw that you're going to have a flute player, and then the Medicine Thunder singers performing. So tell me about that.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, so the symphony, the full symphony, will be on stage. I'll be conducting, and the program's kind of in three parts. There's just sort of the symphony by itself, playing a lot of music that's been inspired by the Southwest and Native American traditions and cultures. And then there's the next part of the concert features flute soloist R. Carlos Nakai. Mr. Nakai is probably the preeminent Native American flute player in the world, and we're really lucky to have him debuting with us at the Idaho Falls Symphony. I think this is his first visit to our orchestra. So we'll be playing works that feature the solo flute along with the orchestra that are original to Mr. Nakai, some of his traditional tunes, as well as some concertos that were actually written for him and the cedar flute, the Native American flute, and the orchestra to come together. And that's really exciting, really unique music. And the last part of the concert, you mentioned Medicine Thunder Singers. They're coming out of Fort Hall, Idaho. They'll have a set on the concert as well. Maybe a little bit of interaction between the orchestra and the drum group, but they'll basically have their own songs and their own set of traditional music from the Shodimbanic community. And we're just so thrilled to have them take the stage with the symphony. You know, this is a collaboration that we've been working on for many years to try to have happen. And so really an exciting time for the symphony to feature Medicine Thunder, R. Carlos Nakai, and the symphony all on the same stage.
Wow, that sounds like it's just going to be, I guess, packed with all these different wonderful pieces of music. So you'll have, like you said, so there'll be maybe more traditional symphony pieces, and then ones mm-hmm. featuring the flute, and then the Medicine Thunder Singers will kind of do a little bit of their own performance.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all kind of mixed up and varied. So it'll be, you know, it's kind of like putting together a dinner menu. You know, you have the appetizer and then the salad course and the main course and that kind of thing. It's all mixed together that way, and it should be really appealing to a broad audience. We hope a lot of people come out and hear it.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, have you ever done anything like this before, like featuring this type of music before?
I've been the music director now for, this is my eighth season with the Idaho Falls Symphony. And this Red Dress concert, it has had, you know, a kind of a view of world music and including other cultures. So we've actually had a mariachi group join the symphony. A couple years ago, we had a Latin and Spanish music focus for the evening. A lot of Broadway tunes and specific shows get on this concert. So it's always a little bit different, and we do try to have a nod to popular world music and world music. But to my knowledge, this is our Carlos Nakai's first solo appearance with the symphony, at least in my time. And having this particular Native focus, we've tried to have some collaborations with Native American musicians on a number of occasions, but I think this is the most sort of cohesive attempt to date. So really exciting. Again, lots of planning going on behind the scenes. We're going to be going to Fort Hall with Mr. Nakai. He's going to be giving an elementary school clinic on the Native American flute to some young people. And then on Friday morning, actually before the concert, we're hosting a school show. So we're doing sort of a shorter version of our Saturday night concert for school kids who will be bused to the Civic Center for the Performing Arts. And they'll get to hear some of this music while they're in school. So this is a program that we're really excited about as well.
Wow, that's great that not only, you know, are, I guess, traditional symphony goers going to be able to enjoy mm-hmm. it, but you're also making this available to youth, which I think is a great thing to help maybe stimulate more interest in fine arts, hopefully.
Absolutely.
The community.
Yeah.
So, I guess I saw something else on the program that also makes this maybe a little bit unique, is that there's going to be a lecture beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually, it's a nice feature that's a regular feature of this, the Idaho Falls Symphony. We have 1 hour before the show, I'll be giving this lecture. Now, you call it a lecture, there's no test or quiz or anything, it's sort of an informal discussion, but I tend to talk about the historical background of the composers, maybe some context about the program in general and how the pieces kind of fit together. Very often we feature a conversation with the soloist, so our Carlos Nakai might make an appearance there with me and that kind of a thing. So lasts a half hour. It's free for the ticket holders. And again, it kind of sets up the concert nicely. You get some historical background and some context for once the music finally starts to play. So we hope everyone can come. It's right there in the auditorium starting at 6:30 before the show.
All right. And what time does the show officially start?
We start at 7:30, yeah, and 7:30 on Saturday the 16th of February here coming up, and the tickets are all available at ifsymphony.org. You can get tickets, students are half price in all sections, and so we really encourage a student population to take a look at this.
Okay, and I guess going back to what we mentioned before of you guys catering a little bit to the younger people in the community. Is that something that the Idaho Symphony has done before, or is this unique because of our Carlos Nakai coming?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have an outreach and education program geared towards students and young people, that happens all the season long. And this one is unique in the sense that we haven't had, to my knowledge, much outreach with the Fort Hall community directly to be able to go into their schools. Has been something we've been coordinating with our Carlos's visit in particular. So since we knew we'd have this wonderful opportunity for that community in particular, we reached out to. But then the school shows, we've been doing that probably as far back as the symphony goes, I bet, having students come in for one show a year for the various districts. We get District 91, 93, as well as homeschooled, charter school, private school. So we try to make it pretty inclusive. There's at least one show per year that's set up for school kids to come in and hear the symphony. And like you said, get exposed to it and hopefully build their love of it at an early age.
Wonderful. Okay. And so this year it's the Red Dress Concert, I guess. Like you said.
That's right, yeah. So very often it is. I mean, again, because of the appeal of the programming, we had the Cirque de la Symphonie come in, and when the kids came and heard the Cirque, they were totally blown away. Sometimes they come for our Nutcracker Ballet matinee performances, and they always really love that. So just to sort of give them a concert experience with a full symphony orchestra, we believe strongly in that.
That's wonderful. I think that's great. And hopefully they cherish that experience, because not very many young kids, I think, are able to have that.
That's true.
So I guess last of all is, why should people make the effort to come to this particular concert?
Thank you, Virginia. I always want a chance to say that. The symphony is, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience every single time. So no concert is ever the same. And there's that wonderful degree of, you know, the unexpected, spontaneous in a live symphony concert that really makes it stand apart. I always like to say that the symphony is babysitter worthy. So I know there's a lot of folks out there that have to go the extra mile, get the babysitter, but you should. You should make it a night on the town. It's very welcoming environment. The red dress theme, I should mention, for this one is kind of a fun excuse to dress up. The audience tends to dress up in red, whether it's red dresses or guys have red bow ties or whatever it is. That being said, you know, if you don't want to participate in that message of the red dress, you can come in cowboy boots and jeans. There's no dress code. So it's really, but what makes it stand out is just how exciting it is to hear a live symphony orchestra. And because of the nature of this program with our Carlos and all of the very interesting repertoire, unusual symphonic repertoire for sure, this is a concert that, again, will be once in a lifetime, is not to be missed. So we hope everyone puts it on their calendar, and it's babysitter worthy, like I said.
I like that. I like that. Babysitter worthy. That's a great term. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or add before we close?
No, again, just direct everybody to ifsymphony.org to get tickets, or you can pick up your tickets at the door on Saturday the 16th. So thank you so much for having me and giving me the chance to promote our concert.
Of course, no problem. Again, this was an interview with Thomas Heuser, who is the music director for the Idaho Falls Symphony. Thank you so much.
Thank you.